हाय, गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, खुशामदीद, स्वागत. या यू सी द वीडियो, हाउ बैड एक्सपीरियंसेस वी हैड इन द पास्ट. पाकिस्तान, इंडिया एंड बांग्लादेश, वी हैव बीन एनिमीज फॉर मैनी ईयर्स, बट देर इज ओनली वन थिंग, जीसस क्राइस्ट हैज पुट अस टुगेदर. आमेन. इन माय पर्सनल लाइफ आई हैड नेवर थॉट दैट आई वुड बी friend with any Indian, really. And I have never talked with any Indian before I come in APNTS. So the very first time I met the Indian Nehemiah. And then last year we had a Bangladesh family. So it was a very wonderful experience for me. So three brothers are together. The elder brother, India. We got separate in 1947, right? You have the history, right? And after that 1971, Bangladesh, the younger brother got separate from Pakistan. So three brothers are together, amen? And thank you for the wonderful overnight prayer. And we really appreciate Sister Pearline and her spiritual team. And when we were praying, you know, especially for the nations, and I was so overwhelmed that I was so moved that we really need to pray for our nations, for our countries. Sometimes we'll see the things as superficial, outsider, but when we see inside, the things are totally changed. That day, I really realized that we have so many problems, and there should be the prayers. They should be fasting for our countries, that may God restore, may God heal the lands. Amen? So that is what we are going to talk about. God is there to heal the land. So I would like to read the scripture from 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 11 to 14. So I would like you to stand with me. Verse number 11. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among the people. Verse number 14, very important. And my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from the heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal the land. Amen. You may be seated. Maybe we have preached many times about this story, or maybe you have heard about this one. You read in the Bible, King Solomon, the third king of United Kingdom of Israel. When Israelites came out of Egypt, there has been judges, and then the Samuel, prophet, the prophet Samuel, he anointed the first ever king, Saul. And the history says that it was 1050. So he was the first ever king for the United Kingdom of Israel, 1050 to 1010 BC. And after him, you know that David, the king, he was the ruler. He ruled over United Kingdom of Israel for 40 years, 1010 to 1070 for 40 years. And then his son Solomon came and he ruled for 40 years, 970 to 930. So it was his fourth year of his ruling that he said, this is the time to build the temple. So the Bible says that it took him 20 years, almost 20 years, that he built the palace and the temple. And when he had finished, the construction of the temple, and he has furnished, and he had done all the things he wanted to do in the temple, then this was a time when he blessed the people. He made sacrifices before the Lord. And for the time of dedication, he prayed. And his prayer was in, we can read in chapter 6, that when your people will pray and they will turn to you, please hear from the heaven and forgive their sin. Well, and in chapter 7, we see God's reply. What was God's reply for him, for Israelites? God's reply was the very first thing, that, I'm willing to do all these things, but there are some conditions. You have to do three things. The very first thing was pray with humble heart. Yes, you're my people. If you're my people, you have to do very first thing, that you have to pray with humble heart. The second thing is you have to seek my face. Amen? You have to seek my face. And the third thing you have to do is turn from the wicked ways. Well, you do three things, and what will follow for you? Okay. The very first thing is pray with humble heart. Okay, let's see. Kana. Hebrew word kana is used for humble. The word humble means to humiliate, bring down into subjection or subdue. It means to surrender before God. It means to give up, yielding up before the superior, the Lord. It means the confession that I can do anything, but you are the Lord. You can do all the things because you are Almighty God. Amen? And seek my face. Why did God say that you have to seek my face? The word bakash has been used for seeking. It means to search out, to look for, to beg, beseech, desire, and to inquire. Why did God want them to seek his face? Because he wanted them to look only for his direction, his guidance, his help only, so that they can depend on God only, amen? Rather than looking at another gods, which are of stone, mud, or wooden. God wanted them to seek his face when they are despair, when they are helpless. And the third thing is, turn from wicked ways. Shub, Hebrew word, is used for turning. It means to return, go back, restore, and bring back, and turn back. It means to take U-turn. When we are going at the wrong side, we just come to know, we are at the wrong way. So we take U-turn. So that is what God was looking for them, that if ever they are lost in wickedness, if they are lost in the sin, they have to take U-turn. They have to come back to me. Amen? And they have to change their way. And they have to repent on their evil doings and the sins. God said, okay, no problem for me. The first thing, if you pray with humble heart, if you seek my face, and if you turn from your wicked ways, what will follow for you? What I am going to do for you? God said, if you will pray with humble heart, I will hear from heaven. Amen? He's a living God. He said, I will hear from heaven. And if you will seek my face, I will forgive the sins. Amen? And the third thing, if you will turn from your wicked ways, I will heal your land. I will restore the things. I will bring blessings for you. Amen? For healing, Hebrew word rapha is used. It means to mend the things. It means to cure what is the disease or whatever. To cure, to stitch back together, or to repair thoroughly. and the word Eretz has been used for the English word land. It means the country, the earth, field or way. So God said, I will do these things for you. Amen. The very first question, we are from different nations. I want to ask one question. Are we his people? Are we his people? Yes, we are his people. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 says that we are children of God by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 to 10 says that once we were not a people, but now we are his own people. Amen. We are chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. We are holy nation. We are his own people. How about our countries? Why there is sufferings? Why there are problems and tribulations in our countries? Why? Why there are external and internal broken relationships? How about our countries? Pakistan, India and Bangladesh. We are fighting at the borders. Broken relationships. If I want to go to India, my government will never allow me. Can you believe that? And if ever I come back, they will ask many questions. What did you do there? What was your schedule? What have you been doing there? This and that, this and that. So many questions. Why? Why we are so sworn enemies? There are broken relationships. There are a lot of natural calamities we are facing in our countries. There are some floods. There are rainy season. There is a lot of water on the roads and in the houses. Earthquakes, this and that. Famines. There are problems. Even we saw on overnight prayer meeting. Child labor, right? Illiteracy. Then corruption, this, so many problems in our places, in our countries. There is hopelessness. There is fruitlessness. But there is one thing I'm going to ask again. Do we really want God to bless and heal our lands, our countries? Do we want? Of course, there are problems in every country, not only Pakistan, India, or Bangladesh, even in Korea, America, Japan, China, every country has so many problems. Do we really want God to heal, to bless our lands? We have to apply the same formula God told the Israelites. The very first thing that we have to pray with humble heart. Amen? We have to pray with humble heart. Job chapter 22, verse number 27 says that you will pray and I will hear from the heaven. Our God is a living God. He is different. He is very different from the other gods who cannot hear, who cannot speak and who cannot see. But our God is living God. We are so blessed that we have a living God. Amen. So blessed we are. And his promise is that you will pray and I will hear from the heaven. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 12 says that then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. Amen. How beautiful it is. There is a power in the prayer. Prayers can move the mountains. Amen. Prayers can bring healing. Amen. The very things we cannot do, but God can do. The very first thing we have to do that we have to pray to him. I still remember one story from a preacher. He was missionary in Pakistan. And he told the story of some certain pastor that he was running one orphanage. And he had almost 200 orphans in that orphanage. One morning, he had nothing for the children. No food. And he was, you know, the staff, they were so much worried. What we will do? The children are hungry. This is morning. We have nothing to serve them. We have nothing to give them. Then one businessman, he knocked the door. And he came inside. And you know, the pastor, he met him, he took him into the office, and the businessman told him that I was going to my office and I was reading some newspaper and I was reading about your orphanage. I don't know why it happened that God moved my heart so much that I didn't go to the office, but God told me that you have to do one thing. You go to the orphanage and you provide the money. Amen? You provide the money. And he said, this is what I am doing. I have come to give you the money. And when he visited and he saw the children, he said, and he asked to the pastor, how do you provide the children? What a beautiful reply from the pastor. He said, I don't have any job. I don't do anything. I have no business. Really? And the businessman said, really? So how do you provide these children? He held his hand and he took him into his prayer room. And he said, I don't do anything, but I do only one thing. I pray to God every day, every night. Amen? I don't do anything, but my God is the one who is providing, who is supplying all the needs I have in orphanage. So wonderful. That is the power of the prayer. Amen? Where our experiences, our knowledge, our education fails, God is there to work for us. Amen? Thomas Watson says that prayer delights God's ear. It melts his heart and opens his hands. God cannot deny our praying soul. If we pray for our countries, it will never go unheard, I assure you. It will be heard, amen? And the second thing, we have to seek his face. We are looking at the political leaders. We are looking at UN, United Nations. Maybe we are looking at different developed countries, but we are not seeking God. That is our problem. We have to seek God. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13 says that you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. We will find him. He's not far away from us. There is unknown quotations from some godly man. Happy moments, praise God. In difficult moments, seek God. That is the problem, that when we have difficulty, we look at the rich people. We look at our relatives, friends, but we don't look at God, who is the provider, who is all-powerful God. That is our problem. And painful moments, trust God. In every moment, always thank God. Amen? And the third thing we have to do, turn from wicked ways, or we have to repent. Isaiah 45 verse 22 says that, turn to me and be saved. Acts chapter 3 verse number 19 says that, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. That refreshing days will come from the Lord. Amen? We have to repent. If ever we personally have, if our churches, if our organizations, we see that there is problem, we have to repent. That God, maybe we have been doing something bad in your sight, unknowingly or knowingly, forgive us. The very story you have heard about Jonah, chapter 3, verse 6 to 10, and even you see that when Jonah proclaimed and he went to the palace of the king, you know what was his reaction? The Bible says that he took off his royal dress, he covered with sackcloth, and he came to the earth. That is humility. And he ordered that we all have to cover sackcloth and we have to look for God. We have to seek for his compassion. And there was restoration. Amen? How about another story about Esther, we know that story. What happened to them? How about Sodom and Gomorrah? The angels were there, but they didn't look for God. They took it just for fun or something. How about Noah's time? But we see their destiny. And finally, I just want to say you one thing. Let's stand in the gap. We are the leaders. We are the future leaders. We are going to be minister. We are going to be servant of God. We have to stand in the gap. We have to lead our nations. Just like Moses. We see Moses. He said, God, if you're not going to forgive your people, this nation, blot my name from the book you have written. How about Abraham when he was interceding for Sodom? How about Esther? He said, if I perish, I perish. No problem for me. How about Jesus Christ? Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 24 says that he was died. He is risen. And now he is sitting at the right hand of God and he is interceding for every one of us. Amen? So we have to stand in the gap. We have to intercede for our nations. Amen? This is the time to rise up. This is the time to wake up. Amen? So are we ready? And if we want our prayers to be, if we want that may God hear our prayers, we have to do the same thing. We have to call upon his name with humble hearts. Amen? If we want that he may forgive our sins, we have to do the same thing. We have to seek him and plead him. And if we want restoration, healing in our countries, if we want blessings in our country, if we want revival, change, we have to turn from the wicked ways. We have to turn from the things which are bad in the sight of God. So we are all ready for today? Amen. Let's close our eyes. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us. Thank you for every blessing you have given us. Thank you, Lord, that you have reminded us that how we have to stand in the gap for our nations, how you are going to bring salvation, how you are going to bring healing, blessings in our countries. So, Lord, we make promise that we will intercede for our countries, for our nations, and we will pray to you, we will seek to you, and we will turn from the wicked ways. We will live holy life. We will live a life you want from us. May you continue to bless us. May you continue to direct us. In the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. God bless you.